Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. The dangers of falling. Paul has just spoken of exerting himself to the utmost, lest he should be disqualified. He reminds the Corinthians that they are faced with the same dangers they have been taken, that they had better take their religious serious. He uses the Israelites as an example. Most of those who were delivered out of Egypt never got to the promised land. The temptation that caused them to fall by the wayside were very much the same ones the Corinthians were facing, lustful indulgence. If they would strive wholeheartedly with resolution, determination to overcome temptation, as he was doing, they would find that God's promise of protection against any temptation is sure. I pray you do not depart from our great Lord God and Savior. He is our guide, our sustainer, and our Christian walk. With him, we can stand strong. Without him, we fall. The scripture that we're going to be using for our sermon text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And if I could only speak for 3 seconds, it would be Christians must endure, please him, and not grieve the Spirit. But there's a lot that's going to be taking place. The Christian must not lust after evil things. And the life in the wilderness is typical of a Christian. And we're going to go through a lot of scripture in this. Take a hear of it. Let your mind and your heart hear what's being said and apply it to your lives. The psalmist Davis writes, he says, I will guard my way, lest the sins with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. The language should always be a faithful representation of the mind and heart. It always comes down to the mind and the heart. Jesus writes this, to be watchful. We must be watchful as Christians. And this comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We are fighting a spiritual battle every moment, every day. It never ends. We are constantly fighting a spiritual battle. And this is what our self-confidence says in the Bible. This comes from Proverbs. All the ways of the man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. We can believe that the sky is green, but that's just our opinion. The sky is blue. Proverbs 28, verse 26. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. If we walk with the Lord, we will be delivered. We can walk through anything. The devil is real and he's out there. Man's plans are presumptuous. And this comes from the gospel. And he spoke a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain rich man yields plentiful. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crop? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barn and build greater. On there I will store all my crops and goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many good laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then those will those things be which you have produced. So is he who lays up treasures for himself is not rich towards God. Where your treasure is where your heart is going to be. And this is the greatest treasure right here. Really listen to this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the greatest treasure that you will ever get if you accept it. And then you can springboard in your Christian walk, but you need to accept that. Take heed. This comes from 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrines, continue in them. For doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Never compromise his word. Talk to God in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Talk to people, like-minded people, and fulfill your ministry as a Christian. We're supposed to be doing a lot of things. There's the gate is narrow. This comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we have no real comprehension of what real temptation is. He's been through the whole gamut. And we can rely on him. We can say, wow, my God. And he will intercede for us today. The Holy Spirit will guide us. He will never leave or forsake you. Ever. Our doubt and fear leads us astray. That's the problem when we don't trust Jesus Christ. Our fear leads us astray. It's that simple. Turn your fear to faith. Trust in him alone. Turn to him alone. The world will not help you. Watching CNN, Fox News will not help you. Promise to the tempted, and this comes from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And like I said, we are fighting a spiritual battle, and the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. But our God, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, God, and Savior, the Holy Spirit is indwelled in you. And he will guide us through all things. That's why the Holy Spirit came, to guide us in all things. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to the faithful Creator. And that's the Holy Spirit to guide us. And if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The scripture will carry us through the day. Watching TV, reading fishing magazines, whatever's going on, it's not going to help. Reading the Bible, talking to like-minded people will help. If you're having a problem, call Pastor James. Don't call him at 2 in the morning, but call him at a reasonable time. This is faithfulness for a Christian, and this is a faithful saying. For if we die with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. That's frightening. That is absolutely frightening. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And the word endure means last. This is not a sprint, ladies and gentlemen. This is long term until we take our last breath. A Christian is, we have to endure till the end. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Either the scripture's telling the truth or it's a lie. And let us run a race with endurance, the race that is set before us. Whatever is set before you, do it. Go with it. This comes from the psalmist. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for the Lord has not forsaken those who seek you. Again, he will never leave or forsake you. You'll leave him. You'll go back into the wilderness and keep bumping your head and going through the thorny bushes, but he will never leave you. And he's going to say, come back, come back. Your way's not working. I know whom I believe. He is faithful, that the promise is able also to perform. Promises of the Lord are certain. We take his word by faith and we believe it. James says this, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Satan is real, and he has limitations. If we resist him, we call upon the Lord. I can't rebuke Satan in my name. I have to, the Lord rebukes you. And that's very clear. I have about as much power to open up a can of soda. And we have to trust, we have to rely on the Lord. And our Lord God and Savior provides, and this comes from the Psalm, in difficulties we'll overcome. This comes from Psalm 74:14. You broke up the fountains of the in the flood, and you dried up the mighty rivers. Is there anything that he can't do? I can remember watching the Ten Commandments as a little kid, and you know, like, really? He's parting the Red Sea? There's nothing too hard for our God. Nothing. People crossed the Jordan River. He made water gush out of a rock. Is there anything that's too hard for our God? Nothing. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. That's how powerful our God is. Whatever's going on in life, he can break the chains. The Lord delivers. Deliverances are the most complete and triumph kind. He never leaves the soul in darkness, nor in bondage, nor does he permit the power of evil again to enthrall a liberated captive. What he does is forever. Glory be to his name. He is a chain breaker and he is a way maker. That's a lyrics of a song, but that is absolutely true. Our ways, if we want to be fools and turn away from God, we are going to reap what we sow. But when we come to our senses and say, my gosh, I can't believe I did that, and you turn back, you'll be back on the right path. Me and Brother Brian, there's a wide and there's a narrow path. We must be on the narrow path at all times. When we stray, we get in trouble. He gives us everything that we need in this life. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Our God is a great deliverer. We can look at our own lives. He has delivered us from Satan. We've renounced Satan and we accept Jesus Christ. In the day of judgment, is going to come one day. And the judgment, he's coming back to execute judgment according to the book of Jude. That's why he's coming back. Everybody that rejected him is gonna be in a lot of trouble, wailing and gnashing of teeth. That this does not sound good. This is a promise. This comes from Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I will be there with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. Do you believe this? Do you believe his word? When you're going through some tough times, when you get a phone call, when something tragic happens, there is always a redemptive purpose. And you might not like hearing what's being said over the phone or face to face. When you go to the doctors and they tell you something that, you know, is tough to hear, but you know that God is going to get you through it. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean that we're exempt from problems. I believe being a Christian, we can deal with them. We can take it to the Lord. We can talk to other people. If you talk to somebody and they've been in the military, they know where you're coming from. You know, if you're a truck driver, you can talk to another truck driver. They know where you're coming from. If you're a Christian, you can talk to another Christian, and they know that you know that you know that you know and you know and you know. And you can feed off of each other. And this is the only sure way for victory in this life is to trust and follow him. Accept him today. And this comes, and this is the way that is provided. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That is the way that will get us through the day. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We have to live for today. We're not promised tomorrow. Accept Christ today. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, 9, and 10. For you were once darkened, but now are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and in truth. Find out what is acceptable to the Lord. How are we going to do that? That's what I want to know. How are we going to do that? Read your Bible. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Trust the Holy Spirit to guide you. There's many things that we can do as a Christian to not fall in. Evil company corrupts good habits. If somebody's being a negative Nelly, walk away. If somebody's not being right, walk away. You're on a phone conversation, hang up, block their number. Me and my wife blocked a lot of numbers. We chop negative people out of our lives. You're going to have three types of people in this world. You're going to have soulmates, roommates, and cellmates. The cellmates are going to bleed you dry. They're just going to suck the life out of you, and they're going to take and take. You're going to try to get rid of these people. Not the roommates, it was teammates. And these are people that you might not see for a year, but when you see them, it's like they never left. And the soulmates has to do with a person getting, feeding off of you positive Christian values, lifestyles, and you can go down the whole litany of things that a soulmate will do for you. It has nothing to do with couples. It has to do somebody helping you when you're down and out, and they give you words of encouragement. And Pastor James saying, there's a redemptive purpose in this, and you're going, I haven't found it yet, but I know I will, because I believe and I trust that what he says is it's going to take place. And that's what it's all about. It's about enduring. Enduring as a Christian is to keep walking forward, fulfilling whatever God has put in your life. Do it with all your might. Be zealous for the Lord. This is a gift of grace and mercy, all by accepting and believing upon Jesus Christ. And this comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. In you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. We were all at one point, I can't say this for sure, but prior to becoming a Christian, we were all dead, but now we're alive in Christ, and it's all because of him, and it's by grace. By grace we have been saved through faith. It is a gift from God, not of works. You can't bake 100 cakes and think you're getting into heaven. You can't say 10 Hail Marys and think you're getting into heaven. There's nothing that you can do apart from believe upon Jesus Christ. Believe what? Believe that he died for your sins. He died, he rose, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us today. That's what we have to believe, and that's what you have to tell people. The love stuff is great, telling people God is love, but he's also a just God. And when they start quoting John 3:16, you read further down. You're going to pay a price if you don't believe upon him. And you take him to Jude. Chapter 1, verse 15, I believe it is. And they'll have made their choice. This is not an easy walk to walk. We have a very narrow path, but we can do it with Christ on our side. We're all going to be tempted. But like I said earlier in the scripture, the devil has limitations, and our Christ is all-powerful, almighty, and he will not allow us to be tempted beyond measure, but will give us a way of escape. If you really want to. If you want to put yourself in a situation that you can't get out of, then that's what's going to happen. But he will, if you're in a crowd of people and you don't like what's going on, be like Joseph. He fled when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. He ran. He just fled. And that's what we can do. We can flee. And Christ is our all in all today. I hope you guys heard a lot of stuff. There was one point with a lot of stuff going on. I didn't want to break this up into different points, but one point with a lot of stuff going on. Take it for what it is. The scripture does not lie. He will get us through the day. He will guide us if we choose. We're going to end in prayer. Holy Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do, Lord. We just hope that we walk with you and not this world. We hope that we do not grieve the Spirit. We just pray for guidance. May these words just cut to the heart. And if somebody's out there struggling, our God will never leave or forsake you. He will walk with you through the fires, and he will get you through it. May we just be ever grateful and thankful for being able to openly worship you. Never take that for granted. Let's walk as worthy, repentant sinners. Tell people the truth, no matter how unpalatable it might be. But let's fear God more than man. Let's please him. Let the rest of this church service be profitable. May the communion just open our hearts that we're sinners in need of a Savior, Lord, and everything else in between. till the end of the service. May it this all be for your glory. And that's why we're here, Lord, to glorify, praise, and worship you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.